equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to another Holy Ghost-directed broadcast of your Breakthrough. It's very, very special because today we're bringing you the Friday night service from the 40-year edition of Dominion Camp Meeting, America's Camp Meeting. I truly believe it was one of the most anointed camp meetings of the last decade for sure. It was a wonderful dichotomy of a homecoming of great old friends as well as new friends attending for their very first Dominion Camp Meeting. My message today on Breakthrough deals with why we must have the Holy Ghost in our churches and why that's essential for spiritual revival around the world. Now, let's not delay another moment. So from the 40th edition of Dominion Camp Meeting at World Harvest Church, Columbus, Ohio, here's my message. Pentecostal revival if. Pentecostal revival if. Now say it all together. Pentecostal revival if and only if. You don't get it because you wish it. You don't get it because you dance right, because you praise right. No. Bezalel knew he would need the Spirit of God to build the tabernacle. Peter knew he would need it for resurrection preaching. The Apostle Paul needed it for supernatural power. John needed it for effective ministry. The disciples were told, go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from another world. That prayer meeting lasted exactly 10 days. On the second Sunday after Passover, heaven introduced the third person of the Trinity to the world, the blessed Holy Ghost of God. Joel, that great Pentecostal prophet of the Old Testament, gave this prophecy in chapter 2 and verse 28 of the book that bears his name. Here's what it said. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Now, you can't just read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. Because the word prophesy there entails more than speaking forth a word. It's actually translated many times as rave. Rave translates as play the part of a fool and make a fool of yourself. You wonder why we spin, we're raving. You wonder why we shout, we're raving. You wonder why we clap, because we're raving. You wonder why every now and then we get a quickening, because we're raving. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. It's then in the book of Acts, or as I call it, the book of action, that would take that giant theological leap from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the Gospels. But after we get to the last verse of the Gospel of John, it is no longer God in Christ. It now becomes the Christ in you. Isaiah the prophet
knew we'd speak with other tongues. Zechariah said it's going to fall like rain. Amos said it'll take some preparation. Hosea said you're going to have to break up your fallow ground. Malachi said suddenly he shall come to his temple. Peter said angels would scurry over to the sapphire sill of heaven's gate and peer down into the earth with their heads tilted sideways. Watching us tonight at this Dominion camp meeting. Angels never knew the joy that is mine. For the blood has never washed their sins away. Though they sing in heaven, there will come a time when with folded wings they'll silently listen to me sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Give him praise, give him glory. We are now no longer spectators of the miracles. We're no longer just on the sidelines, fans of the message. That same spirit. No, not a facsimile. Not a carbon copy, not a picture, not a third cousin removed four times by marriage. That same spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God, now dwells inside your mortal body. God Almighty didn't bring me back from the dead to feed your fantasies and tickle your fancies. I'm seeking a group of firebrand believers for God. Tonight, we commit to the irreplaceable doctrines of the born again experience, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, to the demonstration of divine healing and deliverance. And while I'm at it, all nine of the gifts, I feel it falling right now. I feel them falling like rain. I feel them issuing over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate. Somebody's getting gifted with tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, wonder-working faith, the working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. Get on your feet and shout if you want it. Shout too much of me and not enough of him. Shout, come on, the Holy Ghost. Fill me fresh, new, abundant, overflowing. Now shout, you believe you're receiving. I believe. I just release prophecy all over you. I release gifts of healings into your hands right now in the name of Jesus. I release every pastor in this church is going to have people delivered next Sunday. I need somebody to shout, come out. I prophesy Holy Ghost taking over your service till you're moved out of the way, and demonstrations, manifestations are falling like lightning. I got it. I can get it. Shout, I receive. God, baptize us in the spirit of discernment of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Now shout, I got it. Look at your neighbor and say, I got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The Spirit of the living God that dwells in you is more than a taught tongue and a learned dance. The precious Holy Spirit wants to fill you not only with power, but with wisdom and anointing to reach everyone you love for Jesus Christ. The unadulterated message of Pentecost must be brought back to the pulpits of America and the world. This broadcast of Breakthrough is strengthening pastors, equipping believers around the world. And you, right there where you are, can become an encouragement to all of us here at Breakthrough, especially to my heart right now. You see, I'm fighting one of the greatest battles of my 50 years of ministry. Here's why. Because I continue to contend for the eternal souls of men and women, boys and girls. The seed faith gift you sow today into this global ministry can bring supernatural victory to multiplied millions, can open the door of grace and mercy in your life as well. I'm trusting today that so many of my friends, so many of our revival covenant partners will sow a very special revival seed of $100 or more. You know, one of the hardest things to get Christians to give to is souls. Can you imagine that? Should be the very first thing our hearts rang out to help with, reaching the lost and dying, the perishing before they spend eternity separated from God forever. Think about it today, would you? Would you sow your very best gift today to help us continue to take the gospel to the world? When you do, I'm going to send you my Dominion Camp Meeting 25 40-year anniversary message in its entirety, plus a camp meeting classic called Born to Raise, R-A-Z-E, Born to Raise Hell, remixed for a brand new generation to enrich your spirit or the spirit of someone you love so much. I'll also include two of my best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. So please, Call right now with your very best gift. And remember, every gift, large or small, is so deeply appreciated and helps me to further the vital work of this global soul rescuing ministry. We'll return to today's message in just a moment. So take the time right now, pick up that phone, it's always right near you, or just scan the QR code. That'll take you right to rodparsley.com. Thank you so very, very much. Let's set a record today for souls. Be a part of it. God will bless you for sure.
The holy mandate and mantle on this global soul-winning ministry must fulfill its assignment. Your generous revival seed is your agreement with Dr. Parsley, trusting for this ministry's greatest miracle and your grace upon grace turnaround. To thank you for your revival seed of $100 or more, you'll receive the absolutely greatest gift set offered any time this year, including the powerfully anointed Camp Meeting Landmark message, Pentecostal Revival If.
We know why revival is stymied. Because the Holy Ghost of God has been given his eviction notice from the premises.
Plus, a classic message remixed for a new generation that places you in a victory posture against your adversary, born to raise hell.
You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started.
For your $100 seed, we'll also add a third message and two best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. And today only, a very special bonus, the beautiful large print, rose gold-edged Jubilee Bible. Six gifts, together a $200 value. Available today for your seed faith gift of $100 or more. But you must hurry. Call now with your best revival seed or scan the QR code to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Effective gospel ministry always has a need, and breakthrough's extremity becomes your opportunity for blessing. Give $100, $50, or your very best. Call or go online now for today's very special bonus gifts.
Pentecost is loud, but loud ain't Pentecost. Woo! All right, let's go here. Now, Father, help them to forgive me that have misunderstood. If we are ever going to grasp what Pentecost is, we must first understand and accept the doctrine, the orthodoxy of the Trinity. Yeah, I pick you out. That being, God is one God. He is not three gods. You can't understand it any more than you can understand another dimension. That's why he is God. And you isn't. One God in three uniquely revealed as three co-equal persons. A Father, a Son, a Holy Ghost. Each person of the one triune God shares equally in honor, glory, worship, power, authority, and rank. Therefore, the Holy Ghost is absolutely in every way God. As Jesus was in every way God. As the Father is in every way God. Until you believe that, you'll think the Holy Ghost is some watered down version of God. I don't have time to teach you, but I'm going to lay that out on you. Because I want you to understand the Holy Ghost. Few believers today accept that the Holy Spirit is fully God. He's God the healer. He's God the provider. In fact, we are living in a double dispensation, that of grace and the Holy Ghost. This is His dispensation. What are you so timid about? What are you ashamed of? Why do you speak in soft tones? Why do you back up when somebody confronts you about the manifestations of God's Spirit? Am I preaching? Shout if I'm preaching. We require a mighty rushing wind to blast through these suffocating, still, superficial religious services and be replaced with a roaring rowdiness and unrestrained revival of the Holy Spirit. I hope God wrecks your church.
Well, it is my very heartfelt and fervent prayer that together you and I can bring the life-transforming power of the Pentecostal soul-winning gospel to many, many families around the world. The Apostle Peter's first sermon after Pentecost asserted this promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far away. The crowd that day gladly received and praised God. In fact, 3,000 men gave their lives to Jesus Christ that day. If you've already called with your revival seed faith gift for souls of $100 or more, let me thank you from the very bottom of my heart on behalf of those who will spend eternity in heaven as a result of your sacrificial gift. But no one should be left out of this God-ordained opportunity to sow, to invest in this end-time soul-winning ministry. God knows your heart. If a $100 gift is not possible for you right now, start where you are. Sow your best gift. No gift, large or small, is without great, great sacrifice on your part and a thanksgiving to God on our part. I'll add my faith to yours in prayer for God to provide the seed you want to sow. Plus, I'll believe for grace upon grace to come from heaven into every part of your life. For some, $50 or $100 doesn't place much of a demand on your faith. If that's you, seek the Holy Spirit's direction and then respond in joyful obedience. You can call today. The number is right there on your screen. You can call all through the night as well, or you can write to me at the address on your screen, or just scan the QR code on your screen. That'll take you right to rodparsley.com. And when you do, remember, you're making it possible for multiplied millions to have the opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I so look forward to your call or your visit to rodparsley.com. Together, let's bring in the great end time harvest of souls.
The holy mandate and mantle on this global soul-winning ministry must fulfill its assignment. Your generous revival seed is your agreement with Dr. Parsley, trusting for this ministry's greatest miracle and your grace upon grace turnaround. To thank you for your revival seed of $100 or more, you'll receive the absolutely greatest gift set offered any time this year, including the powerfully anointed Camp Meeting Landmark message, Pentecostal Revival If.
We know why revival is stymied. Because the Holy Ghost of God has been given his eviction notice from the premises.
Plus, a classic message remixed for a new generation that places you in a victory posture against your adversary, born to raise hell.
You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started.
For your $100 seed, we'll also add a third message and two best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. And today only, a very special bonus, the beautiful large print, rose gold-edged Jubilee Bible. Six gifts, together a $200 value. Available today for your seed faith gift of $100 or more. But you must hurry. Call now with your best revival seed or scan the QR code to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Effective gospel ministry always has a need, and breakthrough's extremity becomes your opportunity for blessing. Give $100, $50, or your very best. Call or go online now for today's very special bonus gifts.
You know, I've been in gospel ministry now for 51 years. Today, the blessed Holy Spirit is using the medium of social media and podcasts in such wonderful, wonderful ways. I want to thank you for all your kind comments since we've launched the brand new Rod Parsley podcast. It's a whole lot more than conversational, and I know you're going to enjoy every moment of it. I'm having so much fun with it. It's a brand new way to communicate the heart of God to you. So listen to every week's episode, wherever you are and on whatever schedule you have, all the places where you receive your podcast. And make a note, they drop every single Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., wherever you get your podcast. I'll see you next time with a conclusion. You won't want to miss it, of my message from Dominion Camp Meeting, Pentecostal Revival If. I'll see you next time.